Lola. I feel like that's a old lady name. There's not a lot of Lolas anymore, right? Yeah.
I think of the song, Her Name Was Lola.
She was a show girl.
Yeah. From Barry Manilow.
Which is a long time ago, so.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix Streaming on the
record.
Odyssey app.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's still new and hip, Kennedy.
I have an old man middle name. Sydney. That's an old man middle name.
Sydney is an old man name.
That's an old man name.
Sydney eats dinner at 4:30 with suspenders on.
Sydney is an old Jewish man who likes to read the New York Times and have bagel and lox.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is every guy in my family. And so we were talking to LaToya Edwards earlier this morning, NBC 10 Boston. She was talking about like the most popular boy names and girl names. And it's kind of all the ones that you expect right now, like Olivia and Liam, Noah. Like these are all the popular ones. But it's just kind of funny when you meet a young person and they have an old person's name and you're like, why did they do that to you?
Bring it back because we're bringing it back.
Right. Let's see here. Let me grab right here. I believe Kelly, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
What is, your husband has an old man name?
Oh, yes, he does. It's Gene Leonard.
Gene Leonard.
Yep, and he actually has twin boys, and he gave one of his twin boys Gene as a middle name, G-E-N-E.
There are no Genes anymore.
Yeah, all the Genes I can think of are super old or dead.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, his dad is a Gene, and his grandfather was a Gene, so like
and
they
his
carried
his grandfather, and the guy that came across the plains was a Gene.
Yep.
His great great grandfather was the first Gene.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Wrote his birth certificate on a stone tablet.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Who is this?
Good morning. This is a person who you made the segment for me. My name is Maureen.
I went to college with a bunch of Maureens.
Yes, we're old. You just proved our point.
Maureen, how old are you?
I am 36.
That's a younger Maureen for sure.
So all the Maureens I know are older than me. So growing up, being 5 years old, and be like, what's your name, kid? Maureen. All right, cool. The story's over there.
Right. It's like seeing a baby named Harold.
Right.
You're like, that's... you got to grow into that name.
Well, we could keep going and saying my daughter's name is Penelope.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, that's definitely an old lady's name, Penelope.
And then my son's name is Emmett, so I guess we're just continuing the old person train.
Here for it.
That's good, though, actually. I like those names. Those are great. All right, thanks for calling in, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Diane from Walpole.
Okay, Diane, what's the old person's name in your family?
So we have a Lillian. We also have an Antoinette. But why I called is because when I was working at another job, a friend of mine and I got bored one afternoon and we started to call each other old fashioned names. I was Prunella and she was Lavinia.
Yep. Yep. Everybody needs a fake name and alter ego because you just never know.
Right? You just don't know. Then we started to create a Google sheet of all sorts of old fashioned names. It got us through the afternoon. It was a blast.
Oh my God, you're a woman after my own heart using Google Sheets for fun. Nerds!
I feel like you may have gotten fired from this job because you weren't very productive.
I was not fired, but I am no longer there.
Oh, good stuff.
All right, Prunella, bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
All right, Kristen. What is the old lady name for the young person in your family?
I have a 16-year-old niece. Her name is Eleanor.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's an old lady name for a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
I feel like if you're an Eleanor, you're wearing those glasses that have the chains on them. So when you take off the glasses, they're hanging around your neck.
Mm. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. Yeah.
Does your niece ever wax poetic about movie prices in the 1940s? Used to cost 5 cents to see a moving picture.
I don't even think she realizes that it's an old person's name.
If she's embracing it, so will we.
Yeah, her favorite drink is a sarsaparilla.
This middle school used to be all farmland.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hi.
What is the old lady name in your family?
Wouldn't you think Barbara is?
No, I don't know, Barb. Barbara?
No?
I don't know.
I have an aunt named Barbara.
My best friend's mom was
really?
Barb.
Really?
We called her Barb.
Oh.
Yeah, I have an aunt Barb,
I mean,
too.
Barb could definitely be considered an older woman's
name. I guess
so.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, Barb, Barbara.
Well, I was named after my aunt, and they used to call her Barbara, and then me, Barbie. I do not look like a Barbie. No. I am not a Barbie.
No, that's a hard pass. Yeah, that's a hard pass.
Do you enjoy the Beach Boys song, Barbara Ann?
Sometimes.
Kennedy?
I don't know it.
Barbara Ann,
take my hand. Barbara Ann.
You got me rocking and a rhythm, rocking and a rhythm. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Tried Betty Lou.
All right.
Tried Maggie Sue.
We got to do a show still.
All right.
I'm sorry we just did that to you. It just took, the spirit took
it.
Have a great day.
This is also my first time on the radio, so
yay!
I appreciate
it. Wow.
You're never going to call back after we do. I'm sorry.
You better.
I will.
All right, bye, Barb.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.